Hi everyone, this is Arzo, and you're listening to the Sexy Boss Babe Podcast Season 2. Today's topic is on beauty, and specifically inner beauty. So, beauty is such a big thing, right? We look at beauty magazines, we're inundated with photos of beautiful women all day long on social media, on television, on our streaming feeds. Pretty much beauty's all around us, right? Outer beauty, beautiful things to look at. And I think it's hard for a lot of women because we're around these different images constantly. And if you don't look like those, it makes you feel, or makes us feel, that then that means we're not as beautiful or we're not as worthy. And that's simply not true at all, at all. And I know that there's all these great movements right now of body positivity and changing like those beauty standards, which are great because it's creating inclusion for different aesthetics that are beautiful, that have not necessarily been falling in line with what traditionally is considered quote unquote beautiful, as they've been showing in magazines for the last 20 or 30 years. And the thing about beauty, it's truly, truly in the eye of the beholder. That's one aspect of it. And we need to also change our idea of what beauty is. We put so much emphasis on the looks part, so much. And I know it's hard because that's all that we all see too, but it's deeper than just the appearance of the outside. And there's all sorts of different beauty. I mean, we were at an event earlier this year thrown by Koshi Mills. It was this African diaspora event, and Tiffany Haddish was being honored, and they had just all these different beautiful African-American women and African women from Africa that were at this event. And some celebrities, some political figures, and I believe there was, it was the prime minister's wife of Sierra Leone. She was the final speaker of the night, and she was just absolutely gorgeous. And just that entire room was just filled with such beautiful women. And what was interesting was when they started the event, they put a Dove commercial on. They had different sponsors. Dove was one of the sponsors. And the whole commercial, which, you know, again, you know what's interesting is with Dove, they have really tried to create this inclusivity idea and value into their brand, which I think is really neat. And I think it's great. They've also been criticized for missing the mark. And one of the commercials that they've done in the past, and I'm going to get back to the point of this commercial, but one of the commercials they did in the past, it was like, I think a woman, a Caucasian woman, like lifting her shirt off or something like that. And then the next cut, it was like, or it was an African woman taking her shirt off or something like that, African-American woman. And then the next cut was a Caucasian woman. So people, I think the criticism was, oh, what, you know, so like you want to change us to being white or something like that. And it just kind of missed the mark. And I think there was a couple other things too. And so this particular commercial, again, it was talking about beauty standards and about how all different colors and different ethnicities are beautiful. And I just, it just, you know, on one side, it bothers me that people even buy into this stuff. Like people even like for one second, like who cares if magazines show beauty as one thing or promote one style? Like who cares? The fact that people even buy into that stuff, it's just, that's where you have power. So when you're, give your power up, You're doing so by buying into and agreeing with what their beauty standard is, and then not feeling, and then feeling bad about yourself that, well, I'm not, you know, up to those standards. Like, who cares? And being in that room with these beautiful, beautiful Black women, it was so amazing just looking around the different, everyone was, you know, different heights, tall, short, different physical sizes, real thin to a medium build to curvy, and then to even plus size, and the different outfits that everyone was wearing and the different skin tones. It was magnificent, magnificent. And I was just looking at all of them and I was just wondering and just kind of like thinking that I hope that these women haven't had that thought in their life that I wasn't good enough compared to, you know, this girl in the magazine or this, you know, Caucasian woman in my class or whoever else, because the level of beauty in that room was just overwhelming. And that's the thing overall in general. And again, beauty is subjective in that sense. So don't just buy into what you think or what's being shoved down your throat as far as what beauty is. Beauty is a lot of things. And more than aesthetic beauty, the most important kind of beauty is internal beauty. And it really, really is. And people talk about it. You know, you're beautiful, you're beautiful from the inside out or whatever. But we really don't spend enough time on it. And that's where the shift needs to start. We need to start working on the inner beauty, because no amount of Botox and, you know, plastic surgery or whatever is going to change the inside. And that's, I think, at the core what the problem is. And this is not me judging anybody that does plastic surgery or wants to. To each their own. You define your own beauty. And if that's what that is, then that's fine. My point is that we are looking at the wrong places. And there is a level of lack on the inside that we're constantly so focusing on the outside, because we're thinking that if we're just perfect enough on the outside and if we look a certain way, then we'll have self-worth and we'll have the approval from other people or the people that we want it from. And it's not going to come that way. And if it does, it's temporary. That's not long-lasting. And I'm sure we've all had an experience where we met somebody or came across somebody that just aesthetically was like our version of what we think might be perfect. And it can be awe-striking sometimes. And then there's been times where you might talk to the person, get to know them, and realize, ew, like they're not a nice person or they're selfish. And it doesn't matter how beautiful we think they are on the outside, that inner ugliness takes that beauty away just as much as someone else that may not fit the typical beauty standard from an aesthetic side. They could be the kindest, most sweetest, and magical, have the most magical spirit. And that's what you, and they just look beautiful to you. And it's because of the beauty that's reflected from the inside out. And that's inner beauty. And it hit home to me a little bit this past weekend. We do a Sexy Boss Babe has been doing this charity event the last 2 years in a row for an organization called Face Forward. Face Forward is a nonprofit organization that provides facial reconstructive surgery for survivors of domestic violence, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and various acts of cruelty. And every year, they do this fundraiser, they raise all this money, and then a group of surgeons, plastic surgeons, will get together and then will fly people out that have severely been victimized from different parts of the world, from the United States, and fly them out to America and put them up in this house. And then basically for the next few months, they're undergoing various surgeries on facial reconstruction. And being involved with that and being in the presence of some of these survivors, it's moving, because you see, like, I'm just going to use an example of this past weekend. We did, so we were gift back sponsors last year and did nails on the survivors. So before the show started or before the gala started, we had a group of women that were getting hair and makeup done, which, by the way, there is a group of women, makeup artists, and their group is called the Glamour Project. Look them up. They're based in Los Angeles, and they do all these different charity events, and they'll go and do makeup and hair, and they'll do it for here in Los Angeles for homeless shelters, women homeless shelters, different charity events. And so they do the hair and makeup for the survivors for the gala night. And it's so cool and it's so fun. And I know, again, it's kind of like, well, you know, sometimes we'll discount or not see the value in something like this, but it really does have value. And you see how excited the survivors get getting their hair and makeup done. And like last year, I remember we put the nails on them, the Sexy Boss Babe nails, and they just loved it. And the entire night, they kept coming up to me so excited and telling me that everyone is giving them compliments on their nails, and it's just making them feel so beautiful and so pretty, and they're getting all this positive attention. And when you see them, they are severe burn victims, like sometimes from acid attacks. Someone threw acid on their face and body, so their skin and everything's completely peeled and like melted off, to the point where some people don't even have the shape to their nose anymore. Some people have gone completely blind in both eyes or in one eye. And to see that, and then to see this, the spirit, the beautiful spirits of being excited about life or being excited about being there, like, to me, that's beautiful. And we were there this weekend again, and we were doing nails on some of the women. And this one woman, she was from Cambodia, a little bit older, and she was just the sweetest, like, nicest person. And she didn't speak English, so we had a translator. And so, you know, at first she told me that she loved the nails, but they're a little bit long. And so I was like, no problem, we'll file them down or we'll cut them down. And so we did it for her the way that she wanted. So we kind of would go back and forth until she gave us her approval and she was happy with it. And same thing with her. I mean, if you actually go on our Instagram, you'll see a picture of her. And it's on our Instagram, on our little, I don't know what they're called, those little bubbles where you can click, it says charity or promos or whatever. If you click on the charity one and click all the way through, you'll see a photo of her and what I'm talking about. But you see somebody in that situation, and in her presence, I see beauty in her. And to me, that's beautiful. And her soul and our interaction, it showed me that light. And that's what's beautiful. That's beauty. It's that light. So it doesn't matter how perfect you look on the outside if you're missing that light. And we all have it. So when I say missing, it doesn't mean that, like, you know, only some people have it and some people don't. We all have it. But some of us have a little bit more work to do. And it's a process, and it's just taking the time to invest in ourselves. And what does that even mean? You know, I talk a lot about taking self inventories, when it comes to healing or whatever, but doing that work, it's part of healing as well. Because when I say, you know, someone's being an ugly person from the inside because they're not a nice person or whatever, that's also not permanent. Because we all have the ability to be better. And if we are behaving in an ugly manner, quote unquote ugly, it comes from other things. It comes from anger. It comes from insecurity. It comes from fear. It comes from a lot of other things. And because people are not working on those things, it manifests itself in this really ugly way of behaving. Sometimes we'll have somebody in our family that might exhibit those traits. A really close friend of ours that we've been friends since childhood, and you know, 20 or 30 years later, we're still friends with them, but we've kind of outgrown because maybe we've grown, and then we're looking at them thinking like, gosh, you're still, you know, the same person. You're still gossiping. You're still, you know, whatever. Those are the things that are ugly. Being selfish, thinking of only your needs, not thinking of other people's needs, not being aware of your surroundings, not being aware of other people's desires or comfort. I mean, being selfish could be as simple as like being in a group of friends and always being the one that decides where everybody goes on a Friday night. And that's a selfish trait. Let your friends pick, you know, take turns. And it's just doing the work. And it's taking the time again, and it's coming from a place of self-reflection and finding ways to have gratitude and being thankful and being appreciative. And I mean, I've had people in my life where, I mean, you get them a cake for their birthday and it's like, you know, what's this? This is ugly. I don't like this. And that's just such horrible, childish, selfish behavior, right? You know, if anyone gets you anything, it's, you know, no one has to do anything nice for anybody. And so when somebody does, it's a gesture of kindness and of thoughtfulness. And it, you know, it might not be the exact thing that you wanted, but appreciate it. Say thank you. And I had a conversation about this with somebody that I know recently. And one of the things that we talked about was about, you know, selfishness and about some of these behaviors that I'm talking about on this episode. But it's like when you walk into a room and you're around people, around other people, when you come from a place of kindness and thoughtfulness and treat people like that, it's reflected back to you. And it creates such a positive and wonderful energy. And it's a much nicer contribution than coming into a room and bringing negativity and being selfish and trying to take or disrupt the energy. And like we, you know, we all know somebody in our lives, whether it be a coworker, a friend or a family member, that sometimes their presence walking into a room, it creates disruption. It's a selfish energy. It's a very, you know, I need my needs and wants met and without regard for other people. And it's, again, it's a very childish, spoiled way of behaving. That's how a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old acts. And it's okay because they're a child and you teach them. But it's not okay for an adult. And a lot of people still act and behave that way. And it's not okay because what you're saying is that my wants and needs supersedes yours. And when you're alone in your own house or in your own apartment, you're by yourself, be as selfish as you want. That's your space. But the moment you leave that space and you enter a space with other people, with friends and family, with coworkers, with a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're no longer in your own space. So you always have to be considerate of everyone around you. So your needs do not supersede anybody else's. And it's about being fair and it's about having a give and take. And that's an aspect of working on inner beauty. And if we start there, we have a much stronger footing as to finding and creating more happiness for ourselves. And when you're happier, you're more content with your appearance. Your appearance and what you look like is not the end all be all. What's funny, I don't know if I've ever shared this on a podcast, but when I was little, I've actually never placed that much importance on my looks. And when I was little, I went through puberty very early. This was probably like, I think in the 4th grade, I started to develop boobs and, it was a very awkward time. I think it's awkward for all of us, but especially when you're a little bit younger than like being a teenager and going through that, it makes it even more awkward. And I just wanted to like hide and like disappear and not let anybody see me. And I was too embarrassed to like wear a bra. So I was in denial that I had boobs. So I would just walk around with my arms crossed in school. Kind of funny. And then I also played outside a lot. So I had really tan skin. And then I had like short kind of like, you know, Ramona Quimby, age 5. You guys remember that book series? I don't know if kids still read that. But that kind of like bob short haircut. And then my bangs for some reason were curly, but the rest of my hair was stick straight. And then I didn't know what to do with these curly bangs. So then I would tease them to turn them into a little like afro puff. And then I'd hairspray it. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyways, and then on top of that, because I was going through puberty, like my nose was starting to like, you know, grow a little bit and, you know, start taking an adult shape while my face was still kind of childlike. And I started getting pimples on my forehead and my baby teeth had fallen out. So I was getting my adult teeth, my two front teeth. My little sister used to make fun of me and call me a rabbit. I kind of had those little front tooth, rabbit teeth. And I just felt so not pretty compared to the other girls in my class. And I'm from Afghanistan, and so people think I'm Middle Eastern, but really we're technically in Southeast Asia. So, but anyways, that's beside the point. My point is, I was like ethnic in the classroom and there was no other ethnic people. So everyone was Caucasian and all the other girls were like, you know, pretty milky white skin and their little pretty blonde hair. And like here I was like the little dark one and I didn't feel pretty. And then I would go home and then I'd like look in the mirror and I definitely did not look like those girls. And I just stare at myself in the mirror and then I just would like tell myself like, you're just not pretty. Then I go back to school. Then I come home and I look at myself again in the mirror. And I really just did not see aesthetically appealing attributes. I just didn't. And I thought I looked like a little boy, like my face and stuff. And so I had this little routine. I just would come home every day. I remember this was like fourth or fifth grade. And I would look at myself in the mirror and just like, and not judge myself in a bad way. Not be like, oh, you were ugly. Not like that. It was like a self-assessment of just this realization that I'm just not pretty. And it was almost like a knowing. It was like a fact. It was like, you know, just an observation. It wasn't a judgment. Like I wasn't judging myself. I was observing myself. And through the observation, I really realized that I was not pretty or attractive. And the observation of it made me feel bad about myself, that I'm going to be I'm going to grow up and I'm going to be a woman that's not going to be pretty. And that part made me sad because I'm like, this is just my fate. I'm going to be ugly. And so one day I finally came home and I just was looking at myself in the mirror. And I finally said to myself, I was like, you know what, Arzo? It's okay that you're not pretty. Like, not everyone is going to be pretty in this world. And you're just one of those people that's not going to have that quote-unquote aesthetically pretty appearance. And I thought to myself, I said, you know what? That's okay. You know, it's not for everybody. Not everybody has the same kind of beauty. And you're a nice person and you're a good person and you're kind and you're generous. So that's okay. That's going to be your thing. And that was it. And from that day on, I didn't stop and stare at myself in the mirror and observe and do my like little judgment exercise or my little observation exercise, because I found contentment in myself. I found something else about myself that I valued. And I think that really helped me throughout the rest of my life, because I was not focused on what I look like on the outside. I focused on having a good character and being a person of value for people around me, my friends, my family, and just, you know, strangers or, you know, whoever, just being a good person, being a good human, being thoughtful of others, being kind, being nice, not saying hurtful things. If someone's in trouble, being there to help them. So that is what I focused on. And later after puberty, things normaled out a little bit, but I didn't really realize it. And so I did get attention from boys in high school and all of those things, but because I never placed any real weight on the outer appearance, I really wasn't even receptive to any of that kind of attention. And which I think is a good thing. I think it's a good thing because it helps us create those inner qualities. Because again, outer beauty is nothing if you don't have something good and positive on the inside. And that positivity, it comes from, you know, like I said, being kind to others, being giving, being generous. And that's where, as a society, we need to work on that a little bit more. And again, it goes back to finding ways to create healing and coming away from this, you know, from all this narcissistic tendencies that we seem to be coming up with. And again, I always talk about Gary Vee, and he talks about social media and how everyone's always asking him, has social media destroyed society? And he said, no, it has just revealed to us who we are. And he's right. And I just have to be honest, and I have to just share that it's disappointing to me when I see the level of the focus on the outer beauty, because I mean, come on, really? You know, like, I mean, there's lots of good looking people. And is that where we're going to compete? Is that where we're going to just try to be the prettiest? What? Let's say you do win that game and you become the prettiest. Like, what benefit is that to anybody? To anybody, even to your significant other. So you're the prettiest, and then you get that guy that like wants the prettiest girl, but you have nothing else to offer. I mean, right? So we want to be somebody of value, somebody that contributes something more, somebody that people want to learn from, somebody that people want to be around. And I know people that are on this podcast and that listen, if you're listening, I know you're not one of those people, but it's just, you know, it's one of those like food for thoughts. And it's, you know, kind of like those things that, you know, we all kind of think about, but it's just having that kind of conversation. And, you know, maybe we can help encourage other people to start this trend of focusing more on the inner beauty. I think that is where we'll make our society a much better place, when we start from within. And, you know, we always talk about, as a community or society, people always talk about changing the world and all these things. And again, I'm a proponent of change starts from ourselves. And that's a first place that we want to start, is just, you know, being kinder, being nicer. And I hope I didn't come across as arrogant or self-righteous in this podcast, because I definitely am not. I have plenty of things to work on, and I work on every day. And I come from a family that constantly reminds us how not special we are. So it doesn't even matter how good we do in life. It's just, it's very, oh, great, you know, move on to the next thing. So, I'm constantly working on myself too, and trying to be a better person. And it's one of those things where it's a work in progress for all of us, and it's a lifetime of work. So the work is not just magically going to be done. As soon as you think that, you might have this little period where you think, oh, life is great, and I'm a good person, and everything's great. And then something else comes at you, and you're like, crap, I didn't see that coming. And all of a sudden, there's this whole other side of you that you didn't even know existed. And then, you know, got to start working on that. So life is interesting. Life is a process. And at the end of the day, if you are listening to this and you are one of those selfish people, that's okay. Maybe this is the first time that's coming into your awareness. Just work on it. You have time. We all do. While we're alive and breathing. So don't waste it. And that is my take on beauty and inner beauty. I hope you enjoyed it. And the podcast contest winner that we are announcing every week is Tiffany Jordan. Tiffany's been posting on social media, so that's been pretty cool. Thank you so much. And we will send you your free prize, a box of Quick Nails by Sexy Boss Babe and a mystery gift. So excited that you have won. For everybody else, the contest runs weekly. We announce the winner every Tuesday. Very easy to enter and win. Please subscribe to the Sexy Boss Babe podcast, available on all platforms. Write a review, screenshot it, post it to your social media, tag us. Make sure to follow us on social media as well. Our handle is at the Sexy Boss Babe. And we will enter you into the contest that way. And then the winner gets announced next week on Tuesday. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. Have a great day. One last thing, guys. As a reminder, we're a social impact company. And for every purchase of a Sexy Boss Babe product, we're able to support charities that help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking. There are 500,000 kids in the American foster care system. And 60% of sex trafficking victims are either former or current foster youth. This demographic needs our help, and before we can do that, we need to raise awareness. We've started an awareness campaign using the hashtag SBBMovement. You can help us raise the awareness through using that hashtag. To learn more about this cause and this movement and what more you can do, please visit our website at www.sexybossbabe.com. We really believe that together we can make a difference. Thank you for listening.